ravaged city of Derna, where more than 11,000 people have confirmed dead. Marsh is the UN's refugee agency. He explains the kind of assistance that's urgently required on the ground.
Shelter and food, desperately needed clean water because we know that the water is fetid. There's risks of disease, of course, and very importantly, psychological, psychosocial support for those people who have lost loved ones.
A former British soldier has been found dead in Ukraine, police in Manchester say. They're working with the authorities to bring the 36-year-old's body home. Labour says it's backing a government pledge to ban American XL bully dogs following a spate of attacks. A man died after being mauled by two animals in Staffordshire on Thursday. Experts say there's no quick fix for a toxic algae that swamped the UK's largest freshwater lake. Fish, dogs, swans and birds have all been poisoned at Loch Ney in Northern Ireland. Marks & Spencer is to swap plastic bags for paper ones across all its stores. The move's been trialled in some branches over the past few months. Sport Now and Liverpool are looking to go top of the Premier League with a win against Wolves. Live now to Frank Watson at Molineux.
Wolves 1, Liverpool 1. Hwang Hee-chan's 7th-minute goal was the difference at the break after a first period totally dominated by Wolves. But they've been pegged back and may rue a string of missed chances in that first half. Cody Gakpo got the equaliser. Darwin Nunez and Luis Diaz have been introduced by Liverpool as they push for the winner. It's Wolves 1, Liverpool 1.
Among the games from three champions, Manchester City face West Ham and Manchester United take on Brighton. Rangers have a 1-0 lead in the Scottish Premiership against St Johnstone. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
This is Phoenix FM.
Hey, how you doing? Hope you're safe and well. It's 2 minutes past two. I'm here for an extra hour this week with a four-hour edition of Phoenix Sport. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it's officially the last Saturday of summer and the forecast for the next few days, it could be the last day of summery weather. Another very warm and mostly sunny day today with maximum temperatures of 27 degrees Celsius in our area. It will become cloudy as the afternoon goes on, and it might be the odd isolated shower here and there. But we can look forward to a fairly bright Saturday evening with some clear spells, but the cloud will increase overnight when the minimum temperature will be 15 degrees Celsius. There'll be a mixture of cloud and sunny spells on Sunday morning, clouding over later as heavy, potentially thundery rain on the way during the evening and overnight. Maximum temperature 22 degrees Celsius. It is going to cool down between Monday and Wednesday, and we can expect rain.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
So stand by for 4 hours of sporting updates and some great music as well. First off, this classic from the Whispers, and the beat goes on.
need is real.
Hope you're safe and well on this Saturday, the 16th of September 2023. And in football, after the international break last weekend, a full programme of domestic football is back once more. The Premier League returns today. Big, big game at the London Stadium. West Ham United versus Manchester City, and a number of other matches as well. And the Scottish Premiership and the Championship are back. EFL League One fixtures include Leighton, Orient, away to Peterborough United. League Two action includes Colchester United against Mansfield Town. Plenty of non-league action going on as well, including the FA Cup, where Billericay Town are one of a number of sides, local sides, in goal, away at Brighton Sea Regents. And also as in the National League South, ESPN North, where among others Brentwood Town host bottom side Ipswich Wanderers, and takes the steps 5 and 6 as well. Plenty of rugby union going on today as well, with the World Cup. There's also Premiership rugby, and the full local rugby schedule is back today as well. I have some results in the final hour of the show. Looking back at England's excellent series win against New Zealand ahead of the World Cup. Just one day cup men's action going on this afternoon, and women's going to the Baseball Hey Ho Fleet Trophy. A busy afternoon of racing. The big race is the 3:35 at Doncaster, the St. Ledger Stakes. There's some Rugby League, Super League going on today as well. Let me take you a look. The practice for the Singapore Grand Prix, which takes place tomorrow. Plenty of great music as well. I'm here between now and six. Don't go away. And it's live.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Walking off the road to change.
Gabriel and Road to Joy. Just to let you know what's happening in the early kickoffs in the football. It was a lunchtime kickoff in the Premier League. Molineux, Wolverhampton Wanderers versus Liverpool. There's only about 5 minutes left in that game. And I can tell you, Liverpool have just scored. I was about to say it was 1-1. Wang Hee Chan gave Wolves the lead after only 7 minutes. Cody Gakpo equalised on 55 minutes. But Andy Robertson has just scored 4 minutes from time to give Liverpool a 2-1 at the top of the table if they hold on to that lead for the time being. Meanwhile, in the Scottish Premiership, there was a lunchtime kickoff between St Johnstone and Rangers. Rangers currently 2-0 up. There's around about 7 minutes of that match left. I believe Danilo and Matondo scoring goals either side of half time. I'll have some other sporting updates after a short break.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
D The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Starr-Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Tune into the Sunday Sessions on Phoenix FM every Sunday morning, 10 till 12, with me, Kevlar. I'll be bringing you tracks from local artists. Most of those tracks are recorded down at our open mic, which takes place every Monday at 8 p.m. at the Essex Arms in Brentwood, right next door to Brentwood Station. Come along and just watch, or if you're a singer or songwriter, come along and sing us a song.
Sing, sing, sing.
Just to let you know what's happening in cricket at the moment, there was a Metro Bank One Day Cup match in the men's game between Leicestershire and Hampshire. It's currently between innings. Leicestershire have scored 267 for 7 from 50, and so Hampshire need 268 runs to win. Meanwhile, in women's cricket, the Rachel Hayhoe Flynn Trophy sees Central Sports taking on South East Stars. That's between innings. South East Stars 283 for 7. So Central Sports need 284 runs to win. Northern Diamonds are playing the Sunrisers. Northern Diamonds 19 for 1 with 26.2 overs remaining. The Blaze are taking on Southern Vipers, and Blaze need 279 runs to win from 48 overs with 9 wickets remaining. And finally, Thunder versus Western Storm. Currently see Thunder needing 248 runs to win from 48.1 overs with 9 wickets remaining. In rugby, World Cup action this afternoon is already underway in Pool D. Samoa versus Chile, and the current score is Samoa 6, Chile 7. Later on, Wales take on Portugal in Pool C. That one starts at 4:45. Very impressed with England performance last Saturday night, I thought, against Argentina. Never seen so many drop goals in one game of rugby union, I don't think. But pretty comfortable stuff for England. 27 points to 10 was the margin they won by. And they face a potentially sterner test tomorrow night when they take on Japan, who can be a pretty tricky side to beat. So we'll wait and see what happens. That's at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. In the Premiership Rugby Cup, there are 5 fixtures which start at 3 p.m. There's 2 which are already underway. The current scores are Bath 10, Jersey Reds 19, and Saracens 7, Gloucester 0. In the racing, I've got one result which has come through whilst we've been on the air. It's from the 4:05 at Chester. 2:05 at Chester. First was number 1, Al Kareem, priced at 17-2. Second was number 5, Blue Stocking, the 8-11 favourite. And third was number 2, Lastronome, priced at 28-1. There were a total of 7 runners in that race. Let's take you all the way back to 1986 now. This is Blue Sun and Imagination.
Seldom wins, never seen. Ha, 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 ha.
One more hit after that, actually. Surprising release. I thought that was a really good song. But Louis Sum and Imagination. Could be taking a look at Lazy Travel shortly. I can tell you at Molyneux it's now Wolverhampton Wanderers 1, Liverpool 3. The referee has added on 8 minutes of injury time. And in the first minute of that time added on, Harvey Elliott scored a third for Liverpool, although he received a yellow card for over celebrating. But he can't be blamed in a way, because that result, as it stands, for the time being at least, is going to take Liverpool to the top of the Premier League. Meanwhile, the match at St Johnstone against Rangers in the Scottish Premiership, that's still to finish. Rangers still winning 2-0, a result which will take them up to third place in the Scottish Premiership if they manage to hold on. I've got an interview coming up very shortly, which I did a couple of days ago. It was meant to go out on the non-league hour on Thursday night, but I had a bit of a technical issue at the time. Hopefully it won't repeat itself this afternoon. It's with Jimmy Flanagan, who's the chairman of Thurlow London Division 1 South side, Barkingside, who were coming in dispute with Ilford, who they ground share with at Cricklefields Stadium, and it's in respect of the rent payments that they made to Ilford. And Jimmy Flanagan claims that this whole business is potentially going to put the future of the club in doubt. So you can hear me talking to him after I've done the travel with the time at 25 minutes past 2.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Taking a look at the roads this afternoon, and there's a number of issues across the area. Brentwood is busy on Onker Road and Ingrave Road, going towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. Took me a while to come through there on the way here myself this afternoon. Billy Ricky's looking all right, though. It was a bit busy on the high northbound, but it looks to be moving okay there at the moment. A number of things further afield, though. M11 London bound has slow moving traffic between Junction 7 for Harlow and 6 for the M25. It's busy on the A127 eastbound between Bailey Weir and Progress Road. Busy in North Weald on Keynes Lane, the A414 between Wardy Lane and the roundabout Junction 7 of the M11. Rayleigh's a bit busy on Webster's Way and also on the Crown Hill, goes towards the High Street. Canvey Island, there is slow moving traffic currently on Long Road, Yoga 30 westbound between Firdbury Road and Canvey Road. Epping High Street is busy between Stonards Hill and Station Road in both directions. Chelmsford has a few hot spots, slow on Baddow Road and the Baddow Bypass heading towards the Army and Navy roundabout. Also, Chilmer Road and Parkway East is busy as well. There's also slow moving traffic on Springfield Road between Victoria Road and Highbridge Road. And in Southend, there is currently slow moving traffic on Victoria Avenue southbound between Cookham Corner and the junction for West Street and East Street. Public transport, Greater Anglia trains, there are drainage works taking place once again this weekend between Wickford and Southend Victoria. So there are replacement buses for the whole of the weekend between Wickford and Southend Victoria. On the DLR, meanwhile, there was no service all weekend between Banktown Gateway and Poplar and West India Quay. Replacement bus services are in operation between the Tower Gateway and Canary Wharf. Currently, severe delays on the Central Line, minor delays on the Circle Line as well. And also some minor delays on the Hammersmith and City Line. I'll have another update around about 1 hour from now. So coming up now is my interview with Jimmy Flanagan, the chairman of Barkingside Football Club. It's around about 15 minutes long. Jimmy, just to explain the situation for people listening who might not be aware of it, Barkingside as a football club has had its very future thrown into doubt now because Ilford, who you've ground shared with since 2014 at Cricket Field Stadium, have said that they want to increase the rent, and an agreement which was made in 2014, which you say is legally binding, although they're claiming the opposite, states that you had an agreement to play there until 2031 under the conditions and the rent you're paying to the club at the moment.
Yeah, basically what happened, we left Oakside in 2014 and moved to Cricklefield.
Yes.
We signed a contract then that was, it was a fixed rate for the first 5 years, and then after the 5 years up to 2031, it goes up by the rate of inflation.
Okay.
The money that we pay is for both teams to play there. So, theoretically, there's no other money that gets paid there to play there. We pay for both teams to play at the ground.
What?
If we was hiring it individually from Vision, it would be £100 a game, which would be approximately £2,500 a season. At the moment, we're paying around about £6,500, £6,800, something like that. Plus, we pay to use the dressing rooms and the bar. So it takes it up to about £8,200 a season, roughly.
Okay.
So if we hired it off of, yeah, if we hired it off of Vision, it would be £100 a game. So that'd be £2,500 a year, right?
Yep.
So for the privilege of something that would cost us £2,500 a year, we are already paying Ilford about £6,500 a year, plus we're paying for the dressing rooms and that on top, right?
Yep.
So Ilford are already getting £4,000 profit on what it would be to play there if we hired it direct. Anyway, so it started in 2019, the harassment of, can you take your banners down, can you stop using this as the address, blah 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 blah. We got put in touch with the solicitors of the FA, which is a company called Muckles, that I sent you the details. They wrote back the reply to Ilford that it's legally binding.
Yes.
The FA said it's legally binding. The Isthmian League, the Essex Senior League, the Furlough Nun League, Vision have said it's legally binding. A Redbridge Council approved the ground share when it was originally drawn up. So everyone's saying it's legally binding. The only people who are not saying it is Ilford. And the only reason they think it's not legally binding is because we won't pay an extortionate fee. I'm not saying an extortionate fee. In our contract, it says what we have to pay and by what it goes up. So we're just sticking to the contract.
Yeah. So Adam Peake, who's the chairman of Ilford FC, who run Cricketfield Stadium, he apparently said to you in an email that this was... I'm quoting this from an article that's been published in Ilford Recorder, so forgive me if anything is wrong. He apparently said, we don't deem your licence valid any longer, so we will not be accepting any money or fixtures from Barkingside FC.
Well, yeah, he sent that to us. Well, the money we had paid them, which we paid in four quarters. The first quarter, which was due on the 1st of August, we paid them on July the 31st this year.
Okay.
It is now September the 14th. We've not had that money back. We've had no attempt of the money being back. We've not been told it's refused by their bank. They have had the money since July the 31st. So they've not refused it because they've got it.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Peake has also claimed that Ilford face rising costs, you know, with cost of living crisis and whatever, and that they just wanted yourselves to pay what he describes as a reasonable rate, and he claims that Barkingside currently pays around 50% of the market value. What would you say to that?
I understand where he's coming from with that. Listen, we've all got rising costs, right? And there probably is... Well, I know for a fact there's dearer ground shares, right?
Yep.
But what Mr. Peake is not letting people know is, in our contract, it was originally stated that we would pay £5,000 per annum.
Okay.
Right? And it would go up by the rate of inflation. So the figure that we apply... today, the figure we have paid ever since we've been there is whatever. So say if we was paying £6,000 this year and the rate of inflation was 10%, next year we'd pay £6,600.
Sure.
If it was 10% the year after that, we'd pay £7,200. So we're in the contract, the terms of the contract that they've accepted for 10 years and we've adhered to for 10 years is we pay the set fee plus it goes up by the rate of inflation each year. So that's what we've done. So we started off at £5,000 and we're now up to roughly about 6.5, 6.8, something like that. I've not got an exact figure in my head, but that's roughly what it is.
Okay.
So, but But also, when he's saying we don't pay a fair rate, if we was hiring it from Vision Direct, as I said earlier, we would only be paying £100 a game. And that is what Ilford would have to pay if they was paying anything, £100 a game. So my question back to Mr. Peak is, if we're only paying 50% and we're paying all of it, Ilford are there for nothing and not paying anything.
Right.
So how is that a fair rate of what's going on?
Now, the worst case scenario is you can't play a Cricklefield Stadium anymore. Does that mean, you know, is there any possibility you might be able to ground share with another club, or would that potentially mean the end of Barkingside?
There's possibilities that we could ground share with someone else, but it's not just as simple as that. To maintain the standard of football that we play at, there's obviously ground grading issues that have to be adhered to. We have to get the approval of the FA and the leagues. We have to be able to play on certain days. So if we can get all them boxes ticked, yes, we'll carry on playing. If we can't, then a club that's run for 125 years is the longest continuing team in the borough.
Yeah.
Does a hell of a lot for the community. We face extinction, but also with Ilford's proposal as well, not only does Barkingside face extinction, Cricklefields, there's Ilford Athletic Club that's been running for 100 years this year.
Yeah.
And also on Tuesday nights, Thursday nights, the track is open to the public. So anyone at all, whether they're a member of Ilford Athletics or not, can go to Cricklefield, pay a fee, which is something stupid like £1.50, £2, and they can run round that track for about 3 or 4 hours, if not longer.
Yeah.
So it's also, there's only two athletics ground in the whole borough, which if Ilford Athletics goes, that'll put it down to one place in the whole of the borough that the public can use.
Yep.
For athletics, there's probably 12 to 18 schools that use Cricklefield for their sports days and things like that. They won't be able to use that no more. There's scouts groups. So it's not, although I've brought it to the attention of Barkingside Football Club, because they're my club, there's far more important things than my football club that are going to be denied.
It's a real all-round community asset, isn't it? Yeah.
The schools that use it for their sports day, I presume they use that because they've not got their own facilities. Do you know what I mean?
So sure.
They're taken away. That's taken away from them. Where are they going to do their activities in that? It's not just about, I don't want people to think it's about a disagreement between two football clubs. It's not. It's caught up with the two football clubs, obviously. I'm not going to deny that. But the Ilford Athletics, and more importantly, the place where the community and schools and that can use, will be denied if the council go with the proposal for Ilford Football Club.
Right. And talking of the council, you're attending a meeting of Redbridge Council this evening, and you're going to be putting your point across. What are you going to be saying to them, Jimmy?
Well, we to be fair, if I'm honest, we don't care who takes over the running of the site, as long as there's two bits at the moment. Vision, that run all the culture and leisure for the borough and have got a proven track record, in their bid they are going to continue for it to be affordable, continue for all the current users to use it, they're going to improve the facilities, and it is going to be a community hub.
Yep.
Now, if Ilford Football Club, or and also what they was going to do, sorry, is Ilford Athletics, Ilford Football Club, and Barkingside Football Club, they was going to give them all 30-year leases at an affordable rate that, believe it or not, as well, would only increase by the rate of inflation. If Ilford Football Club or anyone else can match them offers, I think everyone would support it. It's, like I'm saying, it's not about what's best for the football club. It's, you're going to have a community hub in an area which is deprived, to say the least.
Yep.
That can be a real asset to the community, and the community can get behind it, and it's going to be taken away.
Yeah.
And it will be taken, I mean, if it will be taken away, if they're talking about doubling our rent, what is the cost going to be of everything else that they do there? And it won't, it will be going to one organisation, whereas with Vision, it gets regenerated back into the community because they're a non-profit making charity. So we just want, basically, we want what the community have already got now,
yep,
to be extended and improved, and the community that don't know about it to be made more aware of it.
Yeah. Well, let's all hope a solution can be found which will benefit everybody concerned. And, I'll continue to follow the story with interest. Initially, looking at the outcome of your meeting with the council tonight. Thanks ever so much for your time, Jimmy.
Can I just say one final thing?
Yes, of course.
We were supposed to play a game last night that it didn't go ahead because of floodlight failure.
Yes.
That's been rescheduled for next Wednesday at Cricklefield.
Okay.
What we've decided to do as a goodwill gesture, anyone at all that wants to come along and watch that game, there'll be no admission fee. It will just be for making a donation. So if you just want to give 20p, you'll be allowed in to watch the game. It's purely what anyone wants to pay.
Brilliant.
To come along.
And that's against Clapton Community, isn't it?
Yeah, it's against Clapton Community, yeah.
Fantastic. Okay.
All right.
Thanks ever so much for your time, Jimmy.
Thank
Hopefully
you,
we'll have a little catch up sometime soon.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks to Jimmy Flanagan for that interview. Sorry it stopped a couple of times during that, but we got there in the end. Anyway, I might try and get a lot to Avon Wednesday. I'll actually be playing Clapton Community, and the admission is basically pay what you can afford in terms of donations. It's Danny Barkingside in action this afternoon at Cricklefield against Southend Manor in the third line Division 1 South at kicks-off 50 minutes from now. I can tell you in the Premier League, it finished at Molineux. Wolves 1, Liverpool 3. So that means Liverpool are now top of the Premier League, at least for the next couple of hours anyway, because they're 1 point ahead of Manchester City, who have had a big game at fourth place, West Ham United, this afternoon. And should they win or draw that match, they will go back above Jurgen Klopp's men in the table. It's also over in the Scottish Premiership, where it's finishing Johnstone 0, Rangers 2. And that has taken Rangers up to third in the Scottish Premiership, 9 points from 5 matches. And they're behind leaders Celtic and Motherwell, who are currently both on 10 points. Just to catch up with the racing results, the 2:15 of Bath. Let me just find that one. Here we go.
Right, 2.15 was won by number 4, Mr. Daydream, priced at 10-1. Second was number 5, Tactical Control, priced at 9-1. And third was number 1, Centurion Dream, priced at 100-30. Six ran. There were 2 3-1 joint favourites, number 6, Quickfire, and number 2, Blue Collar, who finished 5th and 6th, respectively. In the 2.25 at Doncaster, first was number 1, Anaf, priced at 7-1. Second was number 3, Significantly, priced at 12-1. Third was number 8, Intrinsic Bond, priced at 18-1. There were a total of 22 runners in that race. 19, Call Me Ginger, was the 11-2 favourite, but only managed to finish in 8th place. And finally for now, the 2.33 at Lingfield. First was number 3, Artisan Dancer, the evens favourite. Second, number 5, Team Endeavour, priced at 4-1. And third was number 4, Huskari, priced at 9-1. A total of 7 runners in that race.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care, delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff, with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Hello, it's Mandy Cullen here, and if, like me, you love your 70s and 80s tunes but are fed up of hearing the same tracks on your radio, then you absolutely need Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers in your life. We play the songs from those decades that simply aren't played enough, and all the tracks we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me every Saturday between 6 and 8pm for Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Rugby Union, and in the World Cup, Pool D, latest score is Samoa 12, Chile 10. In the Premiership Rugby Cup, it's all over in the tie between Bath and Jersey Reds, and it finished Bath 10, Jersey Reds 34. It's half time in the match between Saracens and Gloucester, and Saracens at the break winning by 14 points to 5. Now, looking at Rugby League's other code, Rugby League, Super League, three matches this afternoon. Going to take a look at what happened last night, first of all, though. And Wakefield Trinity, after 24 consecutive seasons in the Super League, were relegated last night in a dramatic finish in their match away to fourth place Lee Leopards. It was a golden point, a drop goal right at the end, which condemned Wakefield Trinity to relegation. It finished Lee Leopards 20, Wakefield 19. Also in action last night, Warrington Wolves, who are currently sixth against second-placed current holders St Helens. It was an 18-6 win for Saints. And the leaders, Wigan Warriors, well, they are the leaders for the time being. Anyway, they beat Castleford Tigers by 48 points to 6. Hull FC take on Huddersfield Giants this afternoon at 3 o'clock. There was one tea time fixture. Catalan Dragons, who are currently in third place, And they are at home to Leeds Rhinos. One match this evening as well, Hull Kingston Rovers. They will be playing Salford Red Devils. Good song, new one from Supersaurus, and it's called Let You Down. One more racing result from the 240 at Chester. First was number 3, Box to Box, 13-2. Second was number 5, First Impression, the 4-1 favourite. And third was number 9, Arthur's Realm, priced at 6-1 and 10 ran. Latest news coming up very shortly after we've heard Space and Magic Fly.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.